Hi and welcome to CDI's Restorative Practices podcast, Circles of Connection, where we get right into the heart of the community and talk all things RP. These past few months we've been busy collecting stories from right across the country about the impact of RP on people's work and life. We talked to social and community workers, youth workers, SNAs, teachers, students and more to gather their testimonies and stories. Each episode is focusing on a different setting. If you're not familiar with restorative practices, the restorative questions and the work CDI does, you can listen to the first episode of our podcast series where it's all explained.
Hello, this is George Best from the Childhood Development Initiative, CDI, in Tallaght, Dublin, Ireland. I am the Restorative Practices Programme Coordinator with CDI, and I am delighted to tell you we are launching a new podcast series called Circles of Connection. This is a limited series of stories and reflections about using restorative practices, more commonly known as RP, to build relationships and resolve conflict. CDI commissioned Dorothy Potter Danu to interview people around the country about using restorative practices in their daily lives and work. This fantastic podcast series is a collection of these stories. RP, what is that I hear you say? Well, RP is my whole job, and I will do my best to give you a good idea of what is involved in RP and our Circles of Connection series in 5 minutes or less. Here we go. RP is a philosophy and set of skills that help us to develop and sustain strong and happy families, workplaces, and communities by actively and consciously developing good relationships, using restorative language to prevent the escalation of conflict, using restorative conversations, circles, and meetings to resolve conflict in a creative and healthy manner, and using restorative conferences to repair harm when serious wrongdoing has occurred. CDI has been delivering an RP training program since 2010, and we constantly hear stories from people all over the country about how RP has really helped people in their life or work or both, hence the podcast series. We start being restorative by becoming conscious of the importance of relationships and deciding to get some training in how to build and maintain them. People also come to CDI's RP training to learn about resolving conflict. An RP training does provide the skills to both prevent normal conflicts getting out of hand and to resolve conflicts that have caused stress and discord. The philosophy of RP is based on values we all hold, like fairness, respect, personal accountability, and integrity, and RP skills allow us to live from our most important values. Those skills are using restorative language, which helps us to build good relationships with people and to prevent the escalation of conflict. This language is based on non-violent communication, NVC, which enables us to effectively communicate our perspective on things and our feelings and needs in any given situation. Using this language helps us to develop empathy and non-judgmental listening skills that really help to deepen relationships and to prevent conflicts getting out of hand. The next skill is in having restorative conversations. These are conversations based on a proven method that use 6 questions which help to both prevent the escalation of conflict and to resolve conflicts between two people. The 6 restorative questions are: what happened? What were you thinking of at the time? What have you thought about since? Who has been affected and in what way? How could things have been done differently? And what do you think needs to happen next? There is the skill of using the framework of the 6 questions to facilitate restorative meetings to resolve conflicts in groups. And finally, there is the skill and methodology of facilitating restorative conferences to address and repair harm caused by serious wrongdoing. Restorative conferences can be both informal, for example, for bullying or fighting in schools, or formal, for example, where a crime such as assault or theft has been committed. Formal conferences are known as restorative justice conferences and may be part of a criminal justice process. Our series of Circles of Connection podcasts features people young and old from all over Ireland talking about how using these RP skills helps them to improve relationships and outcomes in their families, their workplaces, and their communities. Have a listen. These stories are really uplifting.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed our podcast. Don't forget to rate and to subscribe to the show. And thank you to the production team at the podcast studios and to all who took part on the project. Find out more at cdi.ie.